Okay, so hey guys, it's Cassie Jeans here. Welcome to my first official podcast. So here's the deal. I've probably been thinking about doing a podcast for years now, for as long as I can remember, and for as long as I've been in the entrepreneurial industry online doing all sorts of things. I've always wanted to speak. And what's so funny about it is, as I was thinking about really launching this and really doing it, I remember, thinking, okay, who do I have to interview? I've got to line all these people up. I've got to find out who I can interview, who can be on this podcast, because how could I possibly do this on my own without someone else being there with me? And it really boiled back down to this age-old concept of, am I enough? It's so funny that I would find myself here years after being on the self-love train for such a long time, still feeling as if I needed an external validation, still feeling as if I needed someone else to come join me on my podcast so that I would be enough. And the moment that I realized that that's actually what I was waiting for, I took a pause. I took a breath, I slowed down, and I opened myself up to the infinite possibility that all the things that I write about, all the things that I teach others about, I'm going to apply into my life here and now. And you are the lucky ones who get to participate in the first ever episode of the Cassie Jeans podcast in the bedroom. So, as I say that, there is a humming going on in the background as my water cooler starts to regenerate itself. So any external noises you can hear, that's just part of the show, folks. If my children come up as they are sleeping because sometimes they need water or just want to say goodnight, again, that is all part of the event here because this is my life and I'm living it right now, here in the moment, and I'm so happy you get to participate in that with me. So as I was thinking about, how do I want to open this up? There's a thing that I do for my blogs now. So if you are interested in reading more words, you can go to cassiejeans.com/blog. Anyway, so there's more words there for you. And what I often do in order to inspire myself into writing a blog is I'll open up my Instagram account, Cassie_MJeans, and I'll scroll, 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 scroll way, way back. And whatever photo I feel intuitively to land on, I'll land on it and I'll read actually what's there. And one thing that's really funny about that is I'm always amazed at how my gosh, how pertinent, how like in tune, how in alignment, how in flow that message is. And I read it and I'm not gonna lie, folks, I will be reading it and I'm like, wow, that was good. With one darn good channeled message that I just put out like months ago, years ago, whatever it might be. And I listened to the words, and what's so beautiful, and this is something that I'm so grateful for, is that I actually am very much soothed by them as well when I read them again. So not only am I soothed when I download it and I get to actually write them through and share them either in my journal, in Instagram, on Facebook, with a friend, wherever I feel they need to go, I'll let them lie there. What's so wonderful is, now that I've gotten to the practice of going back and reading them, when I'm no longer in the moment of the download, I feel the same vibrations and energy and current that is getting to expand into the world, into the universe. And it feels really good to be connected in that way, to feel that circle of connection, even within my own words. And when people do comment and leave messages saying things like, oh my gosh, thank you so much for everything that you write, there's this hesitation to say you're welcome. And it's not because it's not one of those moments where I'm not receiving. It's one of those moments where I'm going, oh my gosh, but there's so much more than me participating in that sentence or in that poem or in that paragraph. There's so many more things going on there. It's more than just me. So, in saying that, it's just wonderful to be able to get to read and share. So that's what I did with this episode here today is, as I realized that I was waiting for me to show up for myself and actually put into practice what I teach and what I believe in. I was like, well, what's the simplest way I could do this? And this is something that, again, is a practice that I really believe in. It is simplicity. So whenever I am listening to a client and they are sharing with me information, the underlying intention with that is, what is the simplest way that we can work through it? What is the simplest approach in finding not necessarily a solution? So a lot of the time, it's just a different way of thinking about whatever it may be, the topic on the table. So when I was approaching this podcast, the first one, literally it's like 10:08 p.m. at night. It is June 18th, 2 days after my 34th birthday. Thank you. Thank you. I love birthdays. Okay. So if anybody wants to know anything about me, like, birthdays are like it. I don't know. It could be the Gemini in me. Seriously. It could be the fact that I really love a good party, that I genuinely love to just like connect and have fun and just be spoiled. Not gonna lie. I just plugged my computer and that's what the little noise was. I love to be spoiled, and all those sorts of good things. I got to close the window here. Wow, you guys are really getting like the whole bit, the whole shebang. Oh my gosh, the first podcast. This is hilarious. I also live pretty close to some noisy trains. So here's the deal. I actually really enjoy peace and quiet. As much as I was just literally talking about how much I love to be like, have a party and like what and stuff like that, I also genuinely love like stillness, like quiet to the point of you could hear a pin drop in the other side of a room. I adore that still feeling. So in all transparency, when I go to do things like video recordings, it's like trains or cars or horns or kids or dogs, like, no, I'm going to do it. And they all like crouch in and start to like make all these noises around me. And it just like, even before doing this, my dog was like pacing. She was staring at me outside the window, panting, like loud panting. And I'm like, how am I going to do an episode with you doing this? So got up, I gave her some water. That was really noisy. Then I was like, you got to go downstairs. Cause like, she'll do this thing where she'll just sit and she'll just go like right in my ear. And it's like, it's intense. Anyway, so to completely sidetrack off the fact that I'm a Gemini and I love birthdays, and today I'm 34 and 2 days ago it was my birthday. Oh my gosh, this is hilarious. I'm so sidetracked. I apologize, guys. I'm not really sorry, because if anyone's listening to this right now who knows me, I'm picturing you giggling and laughing. And if you don't know me, I'm picturing you like maybe rolling your eyes, maybe skipping to another podcast. Don't do that. Trust me, it's going to get really, really good here in a minute. Anyway, so simplicity. So we're going to circle right back around to that, because I literally have no idea where that train of thought was going. But I really feel very much like the Rob Bell podcast right now. Do you guys watch the Rob Bell, listen to the Rob Bell show? Anyway, he's hilarious. I really appreciate him. I find him really funny. And he's helped me actually a lot when it comes to a lot of spiritual, the questions that I had. So Rob Bell, if you're listening to this, or if anyone listens to this, just let him know that I gave you a shout out, that I gave Rob Bell a shout out on my podcast, my first one. Oh my word. Okay. So this is a poem, kind of like a poem, kind of like a statement, like an affirmation, like a longer affirmation. And trust me, they're not all super long. Some of them are, some of them aren't. But this one's really lovely. I wrote this one March 14th, must have been of this year. March 14th, 2017. Oh my word. Another thing to know about me is my sense of time can be way off, like way off. It's almost like I'm not living in this time. And that may sound kind of weird. I'm okay with it. In fact, I relish off the weird. Like, you tell me something weird, I'm into it. Tell me, I'm open. I'm open to listening. The thing is, this is something that I've learned. We're going to get to the poem here in just a minute. One thing I've learned is that it's okay to be open. You know, I used to live in a very closed mindset, a very closed heart. And it took some deep, deep like healing and just some deep, real like desire to actually like get into my own way of being and to get out of my head. I totally lost my train of thought because another thing. See, this is the problem of having too much technology around and being intuitive, is I can feel what's happening in a message when it comes in. If anyone else like feels that as well, and then you find yourself getting distracted, no, you're not alone. That happens to me all the time. So I will, you know, plan for that in the future so that I'm only getting what needs to be gotten while we are here, because I want to be intentional. I want to be with you, you who are listening right now. Thank you so much for taking the time to do this. All right, let's get into it, because I feel like that's a good thing to do. And this poem actually starts out with the word I feel. So I feel like we're in good alignment right now. March 14, 2017. I feel good about that which has not been refined. Every cycle in my life that feels like an aimless wander is now a delight, knowing what this time means. I don't feel a rush to get to where I'm going. I know the universe is taking infinite steps on my behalf, and trusting in this has never felt so good. I feel faith securely within me, as a part of me, as the pillar I can lean on when fear or frustration try to have their way with me. I see the enough of me being me. The crave to fill the void of my value diminishes sweetly as I continue to wander, fully guided and with the intention to be kind to my journey. I feel a cascade of elements all coming together. Refine must what must be refined. I am your muse. I surrender to this sacred process of the passing of time and development of the spirit within the woman. Becoming, by Cassie Jeans. So the first things that I loved about this one, coming to this one tonight, was literally about I feel good about that which has not been refined, and more, you know, I see the enough of me being me. That's what it was. I see the enough of me being me. And because I felt like, as I shared with you guys in the beginning, I was waiting and I was thinking that I needed to have more people here in order to validate this podcast, that I needed to have interviews lined up, that I needed to make sure that, you know, I had like really great like thought leaders and this, because I wasn't enough, you know. And, you know, this like really intense message came through when I was having those thoughts, and it was, Cassie, you're enough. Like you've done enough. You are enough. There is no more for you to do to validate your worthiness. You are enough just as you are, the same way that you would tell your clients or your readers or a close friend, like, you're enough, you've got this. And when this was the first one that I came to read, seriously, from tonight, I just like flew through, like scrolled through the whole list of pictures that I've got on Instagram. And I looked at that picture. I was like, I wonder what that one says. Clicked on it. And I was like, well, that would be the opening one. Thank you so much, Instagram, for storing those so beautifully for me. And, you know, that first sentence is a sentence of, I feel good about that which has not been refined. How beautiful is it to feel that incompleteness and to still feel beautiful in the incomplete? Refinement is the process of chiseling away. Refinement is the process of creating something new. Refinement is also the process of taking that away that no longer needs to be there, can be there, has to be there, wants to be there, desires to be there. It's that process of removing, extracting any element of the art, of the person, of the song, of the sculpture, of the liquid, removing any elements out of it that are no longer required to be a part of it. That is the refinement. And that, like, and feeling good about even the things that have not been removed, I mean, that is the act of surrender. That is an act of self-love. That is an act of looking at this beautiful human body that we are, this human vessel that we are, and saying, you know, I choose to see past whatever it may be that I think may not be quite what I visualize or what I picture or what I thought had to be there in order for me to be enough. I choose to see past that, and I choose to go right to spirit, right to source, right to that which is divinely within me. And I choose to be okay. Not only okay, I choose to feel good about that which has not been refined. Ooh, every cycle in my life that feels like an aimless wander is now a delight knowing what this time means. Oh, I mean, golly, like that's, okay, now I'm getting excited about my own words. This is so weird, but I'm cool with it. It's so incredible to dig and to actually go into the underbelly of these words. It is now a delight knowing what this time means. This is the process. This is a journey. This is the soul work. I talk a lot about soul work these days. I used to talk a lot about the journey. Now it's the soul work, and they're basically the same thing. It's the process of allowing the unraveling. It's the process of allowing you to feel your way through the cycles of life and to understand that the process is the sacred act of transformation, not the actual other side of the transformation, as great as that feels, you know, because that feels really awesome when you like can look back and be like, wow, I used to think that way. I think this way now. This is great. I used to have a hard time loving. Now I'm really like this open heart, like chakra person walking around. That feels amazing. But the real magic is in the process of the journey, in knowing that the time spent of dedication, of perseverance, of sticking to it, of digging deep into the work, of going the extra mile, of feeling your way into the pain, of not numbing the emotions anymore, that is what the time means. That is the time spent. That is the experience on the planet. And it's sacred, and it's good, and it's amazing to see it as a cyclical, not a linear transformation. The circle back around is incredible. I feel faith securely within me. So even that first sentence is a huge one for me. I used to definitely operate my life in a very jaded sort of way, in a very high expectation sort of way. But it was more than that. I was terrified to dream. And I would say it was even more than that, because I feel like I had bottled up my faith into only one compartment, into only one way of being. And when I started to question that one bottle of faith that I had, it felt like my world was coming, like crashing down, and I could not get my bearings. I could not understand why I was feeling this way, because the entire community that I'd once been a part of, you know, still felt very much in alignment with the one bottle. This is my best analogy so far. And I had this like feeling within me that maybe there was more than one way of looking at things. Maybe there's more than one way of believing about things. Maybe there's more than one way of having faith in the world. And being able to come back home to faith, that word is just, it's so liberating. It's so comforting. And it definitely feels like this home, this place that I can feel that net behind me, and I can fall back into it and know that I am very, very woven together into a safety net of love, of security, of peace, of joy, abundance. And just being able to feel faith securely within me is like this reigniting of my spirit, of my soul, of my connection to divinity. And it's just so wonderful to know that this is part of my journey, as a part of me, as the pillar I can lean on when fear or frustration try to have their way with me. As we all know, fear is, you know, the antidote to so many good and purposeful things in our life. So many things that we really want, but we keep on avoiding or keep on putting on the back burner because we're afraid. We've got this crazy fear that's creeping in, and fear is the liberator. Faith is the liberator of fear. Faith stares fear in the face and says, you know, you can stay here, but I want you to know that if you do actually take the step towards the dream, if you do actually take the step towards the vision, towards the soul work, towards that which your heart really desires, I've got you. There's nothing you have to do in order for me to have you, in order for me to carry you, in order for me to guide you. Faith just stands tall. Faith stands as that pillar that I wrote about, holy cannoli, that pillar of trust and security. I see the enough of me being me. The crave to fill the void of my value diminishes sweetly as I continue to wander. It's so beautiful to recognize the wander as not being a bad thing anymore, because here's the deal. I've tried a lot of things. I've done a lot of things when it comes to entrepreneurship. So many different, I can list them off, but we'll save that for another night. I've done a lot. Let's just put it that way when it comes to trying to figure out different things. And as of late, feel very, very much at home with being a writer and sharing words and speaking my truth and speaking at events and all these like really, really lovely, lovely, lovely things and just literally just dripping words onto Instagram. I mean, that's like my jam. I'm super happy to do like stories and videos and share like some ukulele songs as I keep on learning how to ukulele. So feeling into that, understanding that idea of, wow, she tried this, she tried that. There used to be a time when I was terrified to switch gears because I was like, oh my gosh, what are people going to think? I mean, like I've been talking about this for so long and now if someone's going to do this, like, what are they going to think? Like, they're going to think like, I just don't know what I'm doing, that I'm, I don't have it together, that I'm not being successful because I keep on switching roles, identities, all these things. And, really, really great coach helped me to see that I really don't have to care about that. And it was not I don't care in a mean way. It was that I don't care, like, because I really cannot afford to not live my truth. I really cannot afford to let the voices that are in my head from other people actually deter me away from what actually brings me great joy, great, 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 great joy. And it's okay to change my mind. I'm at peace with that. This is just the concept. So often we're taught that you have to pick something and then you stick to it. For like even 10 years seems like a long time, but I mean, sometimes we're expected to stick to things for like 20, 40 years. And you can hear me stumble with my words now because I can't even fathom that. Can I stick to, peace being my mission for 40 years? Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Can I stick to just doing that in one way for 40 years? No, probably not. And I've already, switched gears enough times to know that that's not true for me. I enjoy creating. If you are listening to this right now and you are creatively inclined, you're going to probably feel a lot of the same vibes that I'm feeling there. I adore bringing something new into the world. I really, really do. So, be at peace with the fact that you're allowed to change your mind is really what I'm saying. Be at peace with the wander. Okay. So you don't know exactly where your next step is coming from, or maybe you know your next step, but you don't know your next step after that. Fine. No problem. Be at peace with that. Feel a sense of calm about that. There's no need to feel like anxious or worked up about the fact that, you might have your first step totally in alignment and your next one just isn't clear. No problem. Paint the vision. Create the vision. Lead with your heart. Open the heart. Open the mind. Be aware of the infinite amount of possibilities. Dream the dream. Actively, intentionally, alignedly, if that's a word, pursue it. And in this wander, as the words say, you will be fully guided and with the intention to be kind to your journey. Be kind to the journey. That's really what I was saying there. It really, really, really be kind to the process of what's happening. Be in what's happening. Enjoy what's happening. Even if it feels like things are not working out right now, trust me, they're going to. The only reason I'm doing this podcast right now is because they are working out in my life. Things are working out. I don't know if tomorrow I'm going to feel that way, but right now I can see that things are working out and it is a wonderful feeling. And something that I have to remind even myself to do now is to be in the moment and to enjoy it and to go, Cassie, this is great. No, Cassie, don't understand. This is great. Feel really, really good about this. You're doing a fantastic job. And if those words or those thoughts are not popping into your mind as you continue your journey, your soul work, I'd encourage you to adopt those words into your vocabulary and into your thought process every time you feel like you're not enough or not doing enough. assure you, you're doing so much more than you ever thought you would be doing at this point in your life. And there's probably some things that you could add to the plate just as a way of giving yourself that edge, that little bit of grit to get more stuff done, not because you need it to validate you, but because it brings you joy to do it. I feel a cascade of elements all coming together, and you can literally visually see this like of elements just like pouring down, like beautiful waterfalls of elements all pouring into you. So this is what I want you to do with those words, is literally visualize yourself right now. Open your arms, spread them out wide, palms up facing the sky, and I want you to literally visualize these cascades of ideas, of visions, of intentions, of words, of art, of creations, of mathematical equations, of science, of discoveries, of hopes, of dreams, all pouring right into the palms of your hand as the cascade of inspiration flows into your divine being. Feel into that and visualize yourself opening up to receiving that every single day, because that is what is possible to pour into your life when you believe in the infinite possibility of this human experience, this soulful experience. I feel a cascade of elements all coming together. And this is the request. This is the request of the soul. Refine what must be refined. I am your muse. Refine what must be refined. I am your muse. I surrender to this sacred process of the passing of time and development of the spirit within the woman becoming. So this is the truth of the matter, is that the journey doesn't end. The truth of the matter, that there is going to be more things that you get to participate in. There's going to be more unravelings, more becomings, more awakenings, more ascensions, more heart openers, more intuitive downloads, more possible elements that just throw you off, just more. There's more for you in all different ways. And this is a sacred process of who you are becoming. And the extra element that I adore about this last sentence is the I surrender. And the reason why that one is like so incredibly poetic to be here on March 14th, so many weeks before I ever thought that I would be, actually writing this podcast or doing speaking this podcast, is the fact that literally, I just recently saw the cover and the actual 3D image of the book that I'm doing. And do you want to know what the book is that I've had the opportunity to lead author in? The book is Her Art of Surrender, a collection of stories about letting go of the past and embracing the soul. I can't even tell you how significant that is. There are no words to describe just how like of a miracle that is, in the sense of the fact that surrender was this word that was already being spoken, already being woven into my DNA, already being woven into my work, and then being the great attractor of 19 other incredible women who said yes to participating in this incredible process of writing a collection of stories together. I'm very proud of this book. It is not my last. That is for darn sure. There are so many more to come that I'm so excited about. But this first podcast, with all the noises and all the distractions and all the things that happened, still holds so much value and alignment and integrity within the process of surrendering and having faith in the process, in the journey. I mean, I'm blown away at now, after going through this with you, seeing how everything has lined up together. And ultimately, then I feel like this is a message for you to continue to trust in yourself, for you to continue to become the woman, the man that is bubbling up within you, within the tissues of your body, within the cells of your being, within the DNA. Rework that stuff. get into that stuff. Feel your way into like your very fabrication of your incredible beingness. Really, really just dig depth. Understand there is depth to you. Oh my goodness, you are a universe within a universe within a universe, as well as you are part of a universe within a multiverse within a multiverse. We are all an extension of one another, as well as we are all infinitely sovereign. It's such a beautiful balance, and it's that like play in that. That is just so remarkable and so relevant and so now. So that is what I'm going to leave with you guys with tonight. I so appreciate you spending time with me and allowing me to really have some fun with you, to dig into some of the words that I wrote such a long time ago and just really just like put it out there. I'm excited to do another one. So pay attention. There will be another one coming up for you to get it to listen to. And if you're just catching this one, again, thank you so much for being here with me. I really value your time. If you want to continue to connect with me, you can always head over to CassieJeans.com. All my links to everything that I'm up to are there. There's just a lot of amazingness going on. So participate in your life, participate in all that is happening around you right now, and know that you are infinitely loved, like just in a way that is fathomable. It's fathomable. Okay. I love you guys so much. Peace, joy, abundance, and we will talk to you later.